everyone, this is Jolly Good Bollywood Members Only. We're back with episode 8. And today is a very special episode for us because today we are not going to talk strictly about films. We are diverging a bit, and today we're going to talk about music, something a lot of you have asked us to talk about in many of our polls. And today also, the major reason why today is a more special episode is because we have a very special guest with us, a very old friend of ours, Mr. Arshdeep, who's been with us for quite a while and whose knowledge of Hindi cinema, kind of exceeds ours. I'm Shopkarti.
And I'm Rudrani. And I do have to say this about Arshdeep, or Mr. Arshdeep, as Shopkarti has so eloquently put, that he has been a friend of both of us for over a decade now, and is truly encyclopedic when it comes to his knowledge of Hindi film and Hindi music specifically, which is why I think we chose him as our first guest on the podcast.
Today we're going to talk about some of the most well-known duos in Hindi cinema, and the music director duos in Hindi cinema. And of course, we thought who better to talk about this topic other than Arshdeep, who, as Rudrani introduced him, as an encyclopedia of Hindi cinema. So Arshdeep, a few words on about yourself and your love for Hindi cinema.
Hello everyone. That is no pressure at all, considering all that has been said. But yeah, I am Manoranjan ka baap ke do bachon ka dost. Love for Hindi cinema or love for Hindi music, I'm not entirely sure how to talk about that, because I feel that when one has grown up watching cinema of a middling kind, I don't know whether the films outgrow you or whether you outgrow the films, and then you start looking at them, I don't know, sociologically. But yeah, Hindi music is, the Bollywood film music is definitely provides, I think it was Jerry Pinto who says, it provides a vocabulary for certain moments and a certain background music to the soundtrack of life. Sorry, that's a very pretentious opening, but never mind. Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, part of the reason why we love you is that you can just pepper in things like, just to quote Jerry Pinto. But we should not be ragging on our guest at this point. But let's get into sort of our conversation about music director duos before we get into sort of maybe a chronological exploration of those. Favorite duos through time? Let's start with Arshdeep.
Yes, favorite duos, definitely number one. Not only probably the best duo, or according for me, at least the greatest duo in Hindi film music, and also one of the greatest film music directors in Hindi cinema, is Shankar Jaikishan. Sound of Raj Kapoor's movies, but also they had a great career beyond Raj Kapoor's movies. The sound of Shami Kapoor films.
Right.
And even unfancied. Though I remember, as my father would often like to point out to me, that they were not a music director duo who every film producer could afford, mm-hmm. because of their status, probably rivaling like a modern day R. Rahman of sorts. But yeah, Shankar Jaikishan, definitely. I think the sound of, I associate for some reason, even though our black and white era had such great composers, there's no dearth of talent, but somehow for me, the sound of black and white Hindi film music is the sound of Shankar Jaikishan, like the accordion and that sound of the mandolin.
What we think of sort of as the really what comes to mind initially, that definitive sound which makes you instantly realize it's going to be a Bollywood song, I believe would be Shankar Jaikishan's sound as well. Shopkarti, who's your favorite duo?
There's no doubt that a lot of us grew up listening to Shankar Jaikishan songs, and when it comes to talking about duos, that's the first name that kind of comes to your mind if you have been listening to Hindi film music for a long time. But of course, apart from them, I think Lakshmikant Pyarelal would be another duo that you've grown up listening to. And that's also probably, back then, like back in the 90s, a lot of films from the 60s and 70s would be repeatedly shown on television, and their names would be prominently displayed on the credits. And that's when you realize that, okay, these are two people who are composing for these films. And of course, some of the songs and some of the movies they've composed for are just memorable. What are your favorite duos?
I feel like both of you have named the duos that that sort of define Hindi film sound from the 50s right to the 80s in some ways. So I feel now compelled to talk about someone more recent, but I feel like our idea of what recent is will reveal how old we really are. But I would actually say maybe Nadeem Shravan, who I associate with the 90s sound, really. Of course, I love Shankar Jaikishan and Lakshmikant Pyarelal, but if I had to add on to the list and really talk about a decade-defining kind of duo, I feel like Nadeem Shravan would be it. But I'm sure we'll talk about all three of them in further detail. But Arshdeep, you can take it away with who you think is the sort of the oldest duo that we can recall in Hindi cinema's music history.
Definitely, I guess for all of us, we've heard the names of Husnelal and Bhagat Ram. And I might be entirely wrong, but I think either Shankar, probably Shankar of Shankar Jaikishan had worked for them, but assisted them. Like, I think I should probably or consult the Shankar Jaikishan, the Twitter page that is fairly encyclopedic in these matters. Yeah.
I do think that Husnelal Bhagat Ram, who were brothers, and their cousin, Pandit Amarnath, who was a classical musician, the three of them together did indeed train Shankar, Lakshmikant, Mahindra Kapoor, a bunch of really artists that we know from this era. So you're absolutely right in that.
But Husnelal Bhagat Ram, I've never really heard any of their material. Like, it's always a name that you encounter often with reference to Mohammad Rafi, the beginning of Mohammad Rafi's career, that Suno Suno Hai Duniya Walo, Baapu Ki Amar Kahani, I think that is composed by Husnelal Bhagat Ram.
And I think there's also Bari Behen, Meena Bazaar, certain older soundtracks, really from the late 40s, early 50s. Again, not those that we are very popularly aware of, perhaps, but really an era that we think of. Mirza Sahiba, I think the 1947 film, featured not only Husnelal Bhagat Ram, but also their cousin, again, Pandit Amarnath. And they were really responsible. I think one of the films that they composed, Chand, which is 1944, is the one where Rafi gets his big break. So after he moves from Lahore to Bombay. So that is really, in my mind, the biggest contribution that I can think of from this duo. But I think moving on, we can actually now start talking about Shankar Jaikishan in greater detail, because chronologically, I feel like the mantle of Husnelal Bhagat Ram goes on to from them to Shankar Jaikishan.
Just wanted to ask, any clue whether they kept on Husnelal Bhagat Ram, whether they worked in any films throughout the 50s, or like was it till the 40s that their work was kind of recorded? And I have no idea.
So they are credited for about half a dozen films in the 50s, and I've just sort of gone through lists about them. And one film, the Shahid Bhagat Singh, the older one from 1963. Which we had brought up actually in one of our older episodes, that was also composed by them. But I think more or less by the mid-50s, they've completely been sort of outdone by the more potent presence of Shankar Jaikishan. And of course, at this point, there are other music directors, not duos perhaps, who are also really doing well. Favorite Shankar Jaikishan soundtrack?
That's a tough one. I think as entire albums, I would definitely say Anadi. It's a beautiful soundtrack. Like, and just as I was telling, the sound of black and white movies, I think for some reason it's the opening notes of Dil Ki Nazar Se for me.
Like, right.
They exemplify the sound of the 1950s. Like,
right.
But also the opening notes of the strains of Jeena Isi Ka Naam Hai.
Right.
But definitely. Shish Arsobi is definitely, like, these are some of the more cliched choices, but Shish Arsobi is, as I've come to listen to it over the years, definitely the richness of the sound. And even, I don't know what I feel about Awara now, but yeah, I think it was either a Pyarelal interview or an Anu Malik interview where they mentioned that interview that comes at the end of the Antara of Awara. Like, that is a moment where you realize that there's something different that has happened to the sound of Hindi film music. I'm forgetting who was the author of that book, Bollywood Melodies, that he remember him critiquing the 60s Shankar Jaikishan sound, that they felt that, you know, that the Shammi Kapoor era actually deteriorated their sound.
I think there is certainly a sort of attempt to make the sound more popular in some way, or what they believe would be more popular elements. But still, I mean, we get really, in my opinion, excellent soundtracks like Brahmachari, which is
Brahmachari,
late 1969. And if you look at that soundtrack, there is a lullaby like Main Gaun Tum So Jao.
Both versions are beautiful.
Yeah. There is this very angry Dil Ke Jharoke Mein. For me, I don't think it's gone down as much in the 60s as Ganesh Anantram,
Ganesh Anantram, I forget.
Hollywood melody says.
Yeah.
But I do agree that there is a change in the sound. Like if you listen to Barsaat, Chori Chori, Anari in the 50s.
Chori Chori, yes.
Yeah.
Again, and the opening, those opening strains of Ye Raat Bhi Bhi Bhi.
Exactly.
Like always, any documentary in Shankar Jaikishan tends to have that at some point of time. Like, yeah.
Right. Shoptarshi, what about you? What soundtracks do you find that were iconic in your mind, at least, aside from the ones that we mentioned already?
Sangam, I think, had a very good soundtrack. Sangam,
again, mid-60s.
Mid-60s, yeah. I think it was in 64. And I think it was, again, one of those albums where you had songs of different types. Because there was like Ye Mera Prem Patra Padhkar. There was also like Main Kya Karu Ram. So they were like, you know, different kinds of compositions. But I also agree with the fact that I think towards the 70s, they were kind of, even in terms of the scales of films that they were working on, you know, not really the, you know, ones which were big budget and a great film.
In my mind, I always associate, like, I always end the Shankar Jaikishan timeline with Jaikishan's death. Because after that, I mean, like, I remember, like, Pyare Lal in a very old interview at once mentioned that he felt that Shankar took on a lot of bad work after Jaikishan's death. And he said that, I realized that was not a mistake I should make after Lakshmikant's death. But of course, Lakshmikant Pyarelal, they kept composing into the early 90s.
Right.
But like, because I'm all of the, some of the albums, probably the only major hit being the one that, I think, was it called Sanyasi? But Chal Sanyasi Mandir Mein.
Right, Sanyasi.
Yeah, but I've never really warmed up to those. Like later, some of the compositions are far more labored. Because that's just Shankar working alone. And like clearly, like with all the, because there were certain controversies even in the 60s, because they had a very clearly a style of working separately and then bringing the sounds together. Because some people like have always claimed that that Jaikishan has a certain light, that you can associate all the romantic songs that Jaikishan has, that the banner has composed to Jaikishan, and some of the more classical and some of the more heavier songs to Shankar's classical training. So, and apparently one of those interviews where Jaikishan probably let slip that he composed Ye Mera Prem Patra Padke, that initiated a certain rift. That, and of course, getting Sharda, the use of Sharda's voice in Pehchan and all these movies. But yeah, but he ends, they end with a bang with Andaz, Zindagi Ek Safar Hai Suhana.
I think after Jaikishan's passing in 71, I think. You can really see the films are not as popular as well. And I think sort of the big fallout with the RK camp also happens with Satyam Shivam Sundaram, if I'm not wrong, which comes out in 78. And Shankar was supposed to compose for that. But then eventually Raj Kapoor went for Lakshmikant Pyarelal for that film.
I always thought it had started earlier because Bobby went to Lakshmikant Pyarelal and Bobby was like 73.
Right.
Like, but perhaps it's also like with a new cast, they needed a new kind of song. But again, as Pyarelal acknowledged that interlude that you keep hearing in the Hum Tumhe Kamre Mein Bando, that he said that is a thing that's an inheritance from Shankar Jaikishan.
Now seems to be a good time to actually like move on to talking about Lakshmikant Pyarelal, who really dominated in some ways from the mid 60s to the 80s onwards. You hear from your parents' stories about like the Binaka Geetmala and them like really being in the weekly Hindi film countdown week after week after week. And I think they also, but just in terms of sheer number, I think Lakshmikant Pyarelal composed music for, I think, upwards of 600 albums, which is immense. I don't know if any of the other duos that we have talked about, we'll talk about, have been quite as prolific.
Also, the longevity of their, I mean, coming together and teaming up. I think from the 60s to the late 90s, I think, even in the 90s, they were scoring for films like Hum and Khuda Gawa, which did really well music-wise.
Kalnayak.
Of course, yeah. Kalnayak.
Two things. One is that the second thing first, well, the fact that Pyarela still had that, he still got it, as people say, is that when him arranging Dhoom Tana from Om Shanti Om,
yes,
it was a Vishal Shekhar composition, but it's actually Pyarela who arranges it. And you realize that is why the transition from that 60s, the way, and because Om Shanti is so, such a ironic and yet so not so ironic, self-reflexive tribute, like all these transitions. And I think now, unfortunately, some of these figures have become rabid right-wing personalities. But Abhijit actually sings really well in that. Like, it was as the song shifts gears. And Abhijit does a great job in changing, like shifting from that that entire mythological style with which the song begins and then shifts to the retro style. And Pyarelal is very, like, you needed someone from that era to actually arrange the song and capture that sound and the shifts. And the other thing, yeah, with Akshinga Pyarelal, I feel is that I keep going back to what one of my uncles would say. He was not exactly an LP fan. He was more of an RD fan of the 60s and 70s. So he would rather, he had a Menichean division. He's like, if it was a nice action film, then RD composed for it. Agar Ronit Dhoni wali film hoti thi, then Lakshmikant Pyarelal used to compose it. Which is true, because a lot of the Ronit Dhoni wali film and a lot of the Ronit Dhoni wali songs are composed by them. The songs are great, and that is the point. Like, and I think because of the longevity of the career, I think I still feel that, of course, in the recent past, like the decade or so, there was an appraisal of the work of course, RD and that, like, entire. We now have many books, some better than others, reassessing his legacy. But I also feel that the sheer variety of LP songs is not really appreciated as much as it should, considering that, like, they've composed songs like Aa Jaane Ja, but also the soundtrack of Utsav. It's like completely different. And then
also, just think about the fact that these are the same composers who did something like Sawan Ka Mahina Pawan Kare Shor and then also did My Name is Lakhan. But okay, I also feel I like the legacy of LP in some ways because they have this incredible rags to riches stories also. These two men met as like young boys in Suril Kala Kendra, which is the school that the Mangeshkar family ran, and became friends. And then Lata Mangeshkar is supposed to have done a lot to sort of push them to go into the industry. She introduced them to major music directors, including S.D. Burman, Naushad, and so on. And they started as musicians. But I think the first maybe notable film, their debut may have been Paraswani, which has that song, Hasta Hua Noorani Chehra, which...
Wo jab yaad aaye, bahut yaad aaye.
Yes. But their major film that I remember, and I also remember this is an incredible Rafi soundtrack, is Dosti in 64.
One of the greatest soundtracks.
Really? And if you think about that, the fact that it's a film about friends, not so great financial backgrounds, and these two men who have become friends being part of a school where they came from not so great financial backgrounds. It's an interesting sort of biography or biography meets filmography moment. But Dosti also is one of my favorite soundtracks. I think Chahunga Main Tujhe Shaam Savere is a song that produces deep affect in me, to say it pretentiously. But again, what you already mentioned, I think they go on to make really a very diverse range of music, ending perhaps with Pyarelal and Om Shanti Om, which I don't think they have done anything beyond, or he has done anything beyond that. But again, one song I learned later was composed by LP and was very surprised was this Diwana Mastana song called Oh Mummy Mummy Oh Daddy Daddy by Udit Narayan.
Okay.
Which,
yeah,
one doesn't associate with LP's sound. For that matter, I don't think I associate something like Khuda Gawa or Khalnayak with LP. But I think it really shows that part of the point that Shaptarshi brought up about longevity is because they could really sort of change their sound from decade to decade.
And they
surprisingly, like, they also composed this Govinda film Love 86, which had a very disco-ek soundtrack altogether. But you don't generally associate LP with something like that. I mean, maybe a single song or so, but I mean, a whole soundtrack on the bass, you know, because you, of course, when you think of disco, you think of Bappi Lahiri.
What I was saying about LP is that LP can rather intentionally end up sounding like other composers. Like in Kurz, if you listen to Om Shanti Om without any, you feel this is an RD song, but it's them. Like, they can really shift gears. And
I don't know, in my head, somehow I think of really like iconic Bachchan films, and I think of Kalyanji Anandji in some way, like Dawn, Mukaddar Ka Sikandar soundtracks. But Amar Akbar Antony, which we spent much of our last episode talking about, is an LP composition.
I think Majboor was another Bachchan film which had an LP soundtrack, and it was a pretty good one at that as well. But yeah. My favorite LP soundtracks, mine is definitely Kurz, hands down. I mean, I know there's tons of films they work on, and probably even some of the better ones. But yeah, I mean, the Kurz soundtrack kind of blows you away.
I would say Dosti, definitely. I think it's also one of those very, very few albums where composers are able to move beyond the motif of songs about the cliched romance tropes.
I actually like the Shagird soundtrack also. It's a different kind of soundtrack. And I am not particularly fond of the film or Joy Mukherjee for that matter. But I certainly like the song. Again, Amar Akbar Antony, I think, has numbers which you have, at least for me, I have retained. I feel like in the 80s, Mr. India is a soundtrack I remember. Not like just for like very iconic numbers. And not just Kaate Nahi Katte, but just Hawa Hawa, I think about that. Or all of the songs, really.
Ram Lakhan. Hero also, I think, had a pretty iconic and pretty successful LP collaboration at that point. That was just at the start of a decade, and I mean, the music was really changing because, as again, I mean, Bappida, the self-proclaimed disco king, he claims to have revolutionized the whole 80s altogether. Because, and I mean, not judging him or something, but he did bring in a different kind of sound, which was. So, compared to that, the Hero soundtrack, I think, was pretty decent.
They did Tezab, Chalbaz, a lot of these iconic late 80s, early 90s songs that we think of when we think of even our childhood were actually composed by them, including what I find to be very annoying, the Ilu Ilu, the Saudagar soundtrack, which is why. But Hum, Juma Chuma De De is again an LP number. And sort of the same time as LP, I think the other duo that we have maybe mentioned in passing that, but perhaps we need to look at in a little more detail, would be Kalyanji Anandji.
Oh yes, yeah, definitely. Like, and thinking about different eras, they managed to change their sound in every decade. Like starting out as Hemanta Kumar's assistants, and just in terms of, and then to think that Saraswati Chandra, starting from Saraswati Chandra to Hum Tumhe Chahte Hain Aise, like, it's a huge. Like, to composing for something like Saraswati Chandra, to composing for the Feroz Khan movies. Like, and though I remember these are a lot of this, what I'm citing is just cannot be attributed this, but just comes from trivia that my uncle, who was also a big fan of Hindi film music, he would say that a lot of their later their work in the 70s, apparently he claimed that it comes from the assistance of their younger brother Babla.
Okay. Who,
Babla and Kanchan being that duo. And they were also dabbling in this particular disco sound. And they feel that some of the numbers, that some of the work on Dawn and some of the work on is assisted, like Babla helps them create a certain sound. And Dawn has a beautiful background score as well.
Absolutely.
But you realize that even Shankar and another from Shankar, Jackie Chan to Shankar Ehsaan in 2006, they also rely heavily on that to craft a new, but it has a solid, like without the old Dawn, you don't get the soundtrack of the new Dawn.
And I think after Husnilal Bhagatram, this is the second duo that is again brothers, right? Kalyanji Anandji, unlike Shankar Jaikishan and Lakshmikant Pyarelal. And they started again playing for a number of these famous music directors of the time. Favorite soundtracks? I am really fond of the Jab Jab Phool Khile soundtrack. I
mean, yes.
I think
also that album gives us a young Anand Bakshi, like one of Anand Bakshi's first initial.
Right.
I think Yahan Mein Ajnabi is one of my most favorite Mahmood Rafi songs, but also one of my favorite songs of the 60s of songs in Hindi films, period. Beautiful.
Shaptarshi, what's your favorite sort of Kalyanji Anandji album?
I think Upkar had a very interesting soundtrack because Upkar was kind of pushed to be made by the then Prime Minister. And he had especially requested Manoj Kumar to make films on patriotic themes and issues. And if you notice, I mean, the soundtrack, it has, you know, that kind of a very earthy feel to it, which was necessary considering the story of the film. And also, I think Mukaddar Ka Sikandar had a, was again...
For sure, yeah. I also think like Blackmail has, I mean, Pal Pal Dil Ke Paas, which I'm quite fond of. Kura Kagaz has a great album.
Yeah, Kura Kagaz is barely, I think it's only two songs. I remember back home, I had a like a LP and that had just one song on each side, like, to you. There's another song, I think.
But the 70s sound, I like very much think of most of the big films that I can think of are, I mean, the Bachchan films come to mind, something like Kurbani comes to mind. These are all Kalyanji Anandji.
One of the earlier, Rajesh Khanna hits, Safar, has a beautiful album. It's a beautiful album.
And they also brought in, they are the first to bring in the claviolin, right? Or claviolin, however you said, the instrument. Mm-hmm.
I remember recently I was listening on Hemanta Kumar's birthday. I was listening to an old Prasar Bharati broadcast where he mentions that they were probably performing on the outskirts, and so people were asking the Kalyanji to produce that bean, the sound of the bean that they produce in Nagin, and so they brought out their instrument and they were just the crowd was just looking askance at them that this is not the bean, you don't produce this sound from the bean, and they had to mentioned that we didn't play the bean in the soundtrack. We produced the sound from this instrument.
I keep saying this, but like even the Angry Young Man mythology, Zanjeer, the first of the sort of the Angry Young Man era, is again a Kalyanji Anandji soundtrack. And I think the song I remember the best is Yari Hai Iman Mera. Maybe just because Pran's presence in that song has a lot of Pran in it. I also, I completely forgot to mention this earlier, Kalyanji Anandji soundtrack I'm very fond of is Johnny Mera Naam.
I was about to mention that. Yeah.
Which is something that I mean, the Devanand era, a lot of it is actually S.D. Burman, I mean, anchored in S.D. Burman, his bigger films. But Johnny Mera Naam is one of the major ones that I can think of, which has a very popular soundtrack. And which I think is also sort of the Kalyanji Anandji USP as well, that it's a more popular sound in some ways.
It came out at a time when Devanand's stardom was slightly starting to, you know,
only go slightly.
Only slightly. But I mean, of course, throughout the 70s, both I think Devanand and Rajesh Khanna, I mean, would go on to give successful films, but the number of films which were successful were, I mean, slightly lesser than the kind of work that they had done in the previous couple of decades. Devanand especially. So I think Johnny Mera Naam, I mean, is one of the 70s films which comes across with a very interesting soundtrack and has a nice range to it.
Something that often goes, well, I wouldn't say unacknowledged, but it's only, you realize that in some of these award functions only involving the musicians, that they've virtually introduced half the industry. Like Anandji in particular, like he is the one who gives Kumar Shanu the name Kumar Shanu. Like, and even earlier, like most of these, at least definitely Alkayani, but all the others somehow indebted to. Right up to, I remember even Suniti Chauhan in one of her earlier interviews mentioned that it was through her that she got one of her initial opportunities. So it's like behind the scenes, Kalyanji and Anandji in particular is like really instrumental in introducing a lot of...
I also remember like Kalyanji, Anandji and especially Anandji, I think being a significant part of the early era of the music reality TV, like back when TVS, it used to be TVS Karegama and not whatever it is called now, Hero Honda Karegama Pa, which is when a lot of these artists that we see today, Shekhar from Vishal Shekhar, Shreya Ghoshal, Sunidhi Chauhan, that was from, I think, Meri Awaaz Suno, the other show that
Anu. Meri Awaaz Suno, yeah.
But they would come and they would sort of take on the mentoring of these artists in a way that is very different from the way in which, say, Himesh chooses to mentor Ranu Mondol and makes a social media circus out of it. since we did bring up the Bachchan films, I feel like this may be a good time to transition to talking about Shiv Hari. Shiv Hari is an interesting duo in terms of the fact that they scored for something like Dar as well.
Which is really weird. Like to see Dar ka wo, the all-time the stalker film wahan pe, and it's a young soundtrack.
Exactly.
But to see Shiv Hari's name, like
I also think the premise of the film is something that you don't associate, you know, I mean, the kind of music that it has, you don't really think that, okay, it's something that's scored by someone like Shiv Hari.
Yeah, Shiv Hari. Because, you know, you feel that it has to be a younger sound, a more youthful element to the soundtrack. And slightly more a manic energy to some of the score that you feel would associate with people half their age. Like,
and they composed for, I think, what, 8 Yash Chopra movies, including bad ones like Parampara and Sahiba. And so,
did they compose for Vijay?
I think
Vijay, Fasle, both were composed by...
I think basically all the Yash Chopra movies between Silsila and Dar are Shiv Hari. And that's about all they did. And in between, if you chart, there is such a wide... sort of a diverse range of music. It's not what you generally associate with two Hindustani classical musicians always.
And with Silsila, it introduces Javed Akhtar as a lyricist.
Right.
Akhtar keeps mentioning that I had probably levied stipulations and conditions that no big producer like him would have ever agreed to.
Right.
Although the soundtracks of like Vijay or Fasle, these aren't very memorable. Yes, Chopra soundtrack.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I feel after Silsila, maybe Lamhe and Chandni would be memorable soundtracks, and then Dar, of course.
It was also the last film in which they scored, right?
Yeah, they refused to do Dil To Pagal Hai. Yash Chopra really wanted them to compose for Dil To Pagal Hai. And they, I think, like after Dar, they may have thought that like they did not want to be associated with the Bollywood sound in the same way anymore.
I'm pretty sure like for Shiv Hari, it must have been like, what do we do? Concerts in Paris or Berlin or this movie with 11 songs in a love triangle? It's a really difficult choice. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I'm very fond of the Dil To Pagal Hai soundtrack. And I think Uttam Singh did a splendid work, especially with the flute portions of like all of the songs have at least one flute interlude. And I'm very fond of each of those. But, sorry, Shabdashi was saying something.
Uttam Singh also composed for Hum Aapke Hain Kaun, right? I mean, that massive soundtrack of some 14, 15 songs.
I thought Hum Aapke Hain Kaun was Ram Lakshman.
Sorry, Ram Lakshman. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, Ram Lakshman, we can talk about a little bit. I, for the longest time, did not know that they are two separate people.
Back in 2004, on like one of those days when the entire Kolkata was flooded, I was back home in my room and listening to one of those old Amin Sayani broadcasts that they were playing on the radio. And they played probably what was an archival interview of him, Amin Sayani, with Lakshman of Ram Lakshman.
Okay.
And Amin Sayani asked him, in this usual style, ke aapke jodidar, aapke jugalbandi ke Ram dikhai nahi de rahe. And he mentioned that Ram of the Ram Lakshman had passed away a long time ago.
The Wikipedia link for Ram Lakshman here, and it only lists Vijay Patil as the only person associated with that. It's not listed as a duo at all. It says Vijay Patil, better known as Ram Lakshman.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, and because I can't, but I'm pretty sure I remember him saying that his partner like had passed away a long time ago, like sometime in the mid 70s or something like that. But he had maintained the Ram Lakshman. It had stuck with me earlier because one of those things is to designate a duo is that there's always a space between the names or like a hyphen that indicates that these are two people. But I remember for Ram Lakshman, sometimes the hyphen wouldn't be there, but sometimes it would be there. So you wonder.
If you actually go to their IMDb page, like there are distinctions made where they're listed as Ram hyphen Lakshman. And they're listed as Ram Lakshman, one name. The original Agent Vinod was actually composed by them when they were still a duo, in 77. And I think after that, it's mostly just Vijay Patil.
But speaking of the 90s, I mean, the decade that saw us growing up listening to songs by the most iconic duo, I mean, of the 90s, Nadeem Shravan. I mean, there would hardly be any Hindi film loving.
And controversial.
Yeah, and controversial, of course. There would hardly be any Hindi film loving kid growing up in the 90s who didn't hear a Nadeem Shravan song. Because
right, you have the decade starting off with two albums like Aashiqui in 1990 and Sajan in 1991. I will like defend this to death. They're two of the best soundtracks of the decade. You can fight me.
Let's just say, like, if you've grown up watching like Hindi films and if you've liked the music of the 90s, and then at some point of time when later somebody pokes fun at Nadeem Shravan, you take it personally. Like, how dare you?
This is true. I did not know I felt as strongly about them until I realized I did. But I also feel like, and this is something I've brought up with you both beforehand, is that after the 80s and 80s is not really a particularly shining era of Bollywood in many ways. But also the soundtrack is very much like Bappi Lahiri dominated. There's a disco sound and so on. And Nadeem Shravan, even though they have a very similar kind of sound that recurs throughout their career, they bring back this kind of Hindustani influence with the Shehnai and the sitar and so on, which is at least for some time quite refreshing. Favorite soundtracks? Let's go with that first.
Many. I mean, I think you generally don't associate Nadeem Shravan so much with the soundtracks or albums, but more with the songs, because I mean, they would go on to compose, I mean, 10, 11 albums, compose for 10, 11 films on an average every year. I mean, Aashiqui, I mean, of course, remains a favorite throughout the years. But I mean, other than that, Raja Hindustani had a pretty, not an amazing soundtrack, but had some interesting songs in it. Sadak, I thought, had a decent soundtrack. Sajan, lots
there
actually.
People not mention Sadak in the trailer and circumvent it and go away. I actually thought Pardes has some very nice Kumar Sanu songs.
I think Pardes is one of those albums that doesn't really get. I think Do Dil Mil Rahe is definitely one of the best romantic songs.
For sure. And even Meri Mehbooba, I will always say that it and Ye Dil, of course, the song that let 90s kids express their angst and probably still allows them to do so.
It could have done without that, whatever, God Save the World, whatever, World Saves the Man.
See,
that,
you need to do a separate episode about Subhash Ghai and America.
Yeah.
In Meri Mehbooba, they had a very strange part in between where you have a very young Pawan Malhotra, very, very weird-looking Pawan Malhotra look, acting very weirdly. I think he played the role of a music director.
Do you mean the Obladi Oblada part? Because that's clearly
Omar. I think it comes right up this.
This is before the entry of the Alka Yagnik into the song.
Yeah, right before
the that. The bit that ends with Jaane Kahan Se Lo Aage Hai Wo. And I'm not to the lines before that because I don't know what language that is.
Yeah. But they were all very similar sounding songs. I mean, I think some of earlier Nadeem Shravan's works had degree of variance to their songs, but in the later 90s or the early 2000s, I mean, as other music directors overtook their popularity.
They also, like, one of their parting shots with the Bhatt camp, with whom they had a long-lasting partnership, is Raaz.
Raaz, yeah.
Which I don't think they really worked with them because it's...
I think they did Footpath, maybe that's the last film they did. Footpath is also the Vishesh film camp only. Yeah, but Raaz is, if one were to make a list of like terrible films with great soundtracks, Raaz would definitely be in that.
And because the kind of genre where the Vishesh film specializes, that low budget sleeper hit with newcomers.
And, like, and but, what is now officially called the horrix genre, right? Horror and sex. The father of the horrix music, which now seems to have been a mantle inherited by Ankur Tiwari. But that was always Nadeem Shravan in the beginning. I feel like near the end, they were doing a lot of the Darshan brothers movies like Bewafa. What else?
Dosti Friends Forever.
I feel like my favorite part of the Nadeem Shravan mythography is the fact that the last film they scored as a duo is called Dosti Friends Forever. And then they split up, which is ironic at its core.
One of them escaped to Dubai or something, right?
Bewafa, they got Ghulam Ali to sing.
Right.
For them, for, I think for the very first time.
Yes. But I will always associate Bewafa with the title song and Akshay just coming up and down the steps.
The Darshan brothers have, I'm glad they stopped making films because I, definitely one of the most annoying things about mid-90s and early. I've never really liked any of their work. But anyhow, what are you saying?
They kept Akshay afloat. Before Akshay was relaunched format, the Darshan brothers kept him afloat. I feel like this may be divisive, but I like the Dil Ka Rishta soundtrack in parts, despite Arjun Rampal and Aishwarya Rai and some very annoying songs. I think there are some hummable songs in the soundtrack as well.
I just wanted to mention another one of the albums, which is sometimes I feel there is an entire subterranean population that is a big fan of this album, but never manifests itself in the outside world. That is Dil Hai Tumhara. It's an album, every song of it has an insane number of hits on YouTube. Like, it's a song, it's an earworm in parts of, like, when I was growing up in Calcutta, always, there's a gym near my house that kept playing the soundtrack again and again.
I think one of the duos we forgot to mention, even when we were talking about the 80s and 90s, is Anand Milind, actually. Anand Milind were the sons of Chitragupta, the famous 60s music director. And they composed for a number of films like Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak. And a lot of the Govinda films, the Govinda David Dhawan films from the 90s, including, I think, Puli Number also, One, Hero Bill. Number One.
Yeah, Bill, which is in the same year as Aashiqui, 1990. Like one of those initial first, the Aamir Khan 1.2. That's phase of his career. Yes.
Aamir Khan 1.20 is something we should talk to Aamir Khan about and how he can justify things like Aaj Na Chorunga Tujhe Dam Dam Adam. But we won't ask him about that, of course. Instead, I just to mention the fact that a lot of these songs that I think we think of and we think of the classic Govinda song like Akhiyo Se Goli Mare or Raja Babu or I think Anand Fanan as well are all composed by Anand Milind. I don't know what happened to them or I don't even know anything after perhaps the mid-90s that they have done significantly.
I think one of the most popular songs was that song from Bol Radha Bol, Tu Tara, one of the later Rishi Kapoor films. I think that was one of the more popular songs by Anand Milind. But yeah, I think they were probably overshadowed by Nadeem Shravan. And of course, I mean, this is also a period where we have people like A.R. Rahman and slowly making their mark in the Hindi film industry. So,
In 91, perhaps the next major music duo also makes their debut with perhaps a not so memorable first film, which is Yara Dildara. And the duo would be Jatin and Lalit Pandit. But I think right after that, the next year, they follow it up with Jojita Wahi Sikandar and Raju Ban Gaya Gentleman. Both of which I think have fun, sort of classically 90s soundtrack. And then I feel like the most famous soundtrack they are known for is probably DDLJ.
Also, Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na. SRK becomes SRK.
Also, Yara Dildara might not be that well known, but Bin Tere Sanam, the song from Yara Dildara, became a bigger hit after it.
In the remix era, I feel like Bin Tere Sanam became
a thing. People don't associate Bin Tere Sanam with actually a film which had someone like Asif Sheikh in the lead role. But yeah, I mean, it was like one of the takeaways from that soundtrack. But yeah, I mean, Jatin Lalit again, one of those successful 90s music duo. They went on to score for, they were pretty successful till the mid-2000s, I think.
Right. And I think their success it goes sort of hand in hand with Shah Rukh's arc as well, which is probably why I know their work. Which I start with something like Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na, even though Diwana, I think, was scored by Nadeem Shravan. After that, you get DDLJ, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, Yes Boss, I feel like Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani. So much of sort of 90s Shah Rukh is entirely hand in hand with Jatin Lalit's rise.
I think that both two of these biggest, at least commercially successful filmmakers of the 90s, both Aditya Chopra and Karan Johar, start their career with Jatin Lalit and then move on to, though they'd still compose for Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
One soundtrack that I find is interesting, but it was probably one of the first of these ensemble soundtracks, is the soundtrack of Chalte Chalte, the Shah Rukh Rani film, which has music by Adish Srivastav, Jatin Lalit, and other people. But I thought that was an interesting mix as well.
It's only, I'm probably digressing here, but it's sad that it was after Adish Srivastav that a lot of people realized that a lot of the songs they've associated with these successful films are actually composed by him.
Right.
Like Live in a Gay from Chalte Chalte and a few other numbers as well. Yeah.
I just found their sound, I mean, their choice of songs and their style of composition. There wasn't much variation in the kind of work that they did. I mean, it's a personal opinion. But yeah, I mean, most of the songs that they composed were, you know, pretty... I mean, of course, it had much to do with the rise of stars like Shah Rukh and Amir throughout the decade and the kind of films Shah Rukh especially was doing. But yeah, I mean, the choice of songs, they always played it very safe when it came to composing their songs, and they never really went behind and beyond a certain level of comfort.
I still feel like there's a certain freshness that I associate with their sound. That was, I guess it's, as you mentioned, that it's because they were working with the same set of musicians, the same set of voices. So the songs often ended up sounding similar. But I feel like some of the work they did with, I think, I'm thinking of Khamoshi. Again, one of those forgotten. I feel that for some reason, I remember somebody had pointed out that they had the misfortune of their biggest hit and Rahman's hits coming in the same year, and Rahman subsequently overshadowing them because of that. But also, like, another one of my most favorite songs, most favorite Abhijit songs, is from the Sanjay Dutt movie, Khoobsurat. Badi Taza Khabar Hai Ki Tum Khoobsurat. It's wonderfully written by Gulzar. It's wonderful, right. And it's very wonderful. It's nicely composed as well. Like in this, it's one of those, like, I've always found that to be kind of a cult. And it had, because the movie had a great cast of supporting actors as well, Ashok Saraf and Om Puri and Anjan Srivastav. But their music, Mera Ek Sapna Hai Ki Dekhun Tujhe Sapno, that they had.
I am not as fond of their, like, sort of their post-millennium work.
Right.
But I do think between 91 and I think Khoobsurat is 99, right? For that decade, they really had... when I think of the 90s sound, I really do identify it with both Jatin Lalit and Nadeem Shravan. But it's a pity. I think they had a fairly ugly breakup. They were also like brothers, but they had a fairly ugly and public, I think, on one of those reality TV shows. Saregama, they came as judges together, then they were judges separately. And after that, Lalit Pandit continued to compose. I don't know if I have heard anything by Jatin after that.
Another Sanjay Dutt album, like, which not always remember for its music, Vastav, but that duet, Meri Duniya Hai Tujh Mein Kahin, it's a nice.
Right.
They have, I mean, they have always kind of this, an element of playing second fiddle was kind of weaved into their career, be it to Rahman or be it to the more commercial, the success of Nadeem Shah. Though, I mean, I don't think Jatin Lalit have been any less successful in terms of, just statistically.
Right.
I'm sure DDLJ and all must have broken all records, like if one was to check.
But I feel like the fact that even Shah Rukh moved on to other people right around the turn of the new millennial, like Vishal Shekhar, other music duos were coming up. Which
and
is,
new voices for Shah Rukh as well. Like,
yes.
Shifting from Abhijit, then the entry of Sukhvinder as a new voice for Shah Rukh. So yeah, that,
which I think happened with Jatin Lalit, because Chalte Chalte gives us like other people singing for Shah Rukh in many ways. I think the other in the post 2000s moment, we have quite a few duos in one trio that deserve mention. I feel like Sajid Wajid and Lalit Pandit worked with Sajid Wajid in the Dabang soundtrack as well. There's Vishal Shekhar, and who's your favorite?
I think Sajid Wajid also, because of the recent demise of Wajid, untimely demise of Wajid.
Right.
A lot of their, because they also had a career in non-film music with Sonu Nigam before. Right. They composed, like, again, it's on these monster hit albums like Tere Naam and all. Like,
yeah.
They also composed a couple of songs, and they would compose a few songs for Salman and a lot of these movies before finally tasting success with Dabang.
And I mean, their father, Sajid Khan, and Wajid Khan's father was the sort of the veteran tabla player, Ustad Sharafat Khan. And so they had a very sort of a career integrated into film music, really, but originally coming from non-film music. And their integration is very much related to Salman Khan and that camp. of films, because I think the earliest work I can remember is Hello Brother, perhaps. They composed that one song, Pyar Kiya To Darna Kya, in Hello Brother, and then God To See Great Ho. And really that time when Salman becomes very successful with like Wanted, Dabang and so on, is when I think of Sajid Wajid rising up as well. But the 2000s gives us...
They also kind of compose the kind of songs that you associate with this new changed personality of Salman. I mean, since 2009 onwards, when he keeps finding these back-to-back box office hits, and I mean, more or less all his films are similar during this, you know, era of his back-to-back successes. But yeah, I mean, this image of this macho hero who can, you know, take on numerous people on screen, the kind of compositions they come up with also suit that image of Salman during this era. Any of these songs which have become popular over the years from these Salman Khan films, you don't generally associate them with any other actor. And I think that's the kind of sound that Sajid Wajid can provide to these soundtracks, which is why I think they became pretty close to Salman and ended up scoring for a lot of his films in the recent past.
I feel like the post-millennial moment gives us a few, aside from Sajid Wajid, we get Vishal Shekhar, of course. We get Saleem Suleiman, and more recently there's Sachin Jigar. I feel like Saleem Suleiman don't really get as much attention, I really enjoyed a number of their soundtracks. I thought, and especially certain songs within their soundtracks, I feel like Door gave us Ye Hausla, which I personally like as a song.
Ashay, Iqbal.
Yes, Ashay. Then you have Kurban. I think Kurban has a very interesting soundtrack that does not...
Rani Banadi Jodi soundtrack. I think
yes.
You had songs like Hole Hole on one hand, and you had like a dance medley on another hand. So that was pretty... It was good to see them coming up with such experimental versions of
songs. One of their Saleem Suleiman songs that I feel is like a really underrated gem is that song from Rocket Singh, Pankho Ko Hawa Zara Si Lagne.
Yes. Saleem Suleiman, had a phase where they did a lot of work with YRF. And I think that is when... Really, you get Maula Mere from Chak De India, which I, again, like a lot. I think, speaking of range, much like Rab Ne Bana Di Jori, Band Baja also has, like, each song is a different kind of song, which is interesting as well. Of the ones that we listed, like, of the duos, I personally like, let's say, Saleem Suleiman. What are your thoughts on the other ones? Vishal Shekhar, Sachin Jigar. Vishal Shekhar, I feel like, has had the longest... most sustained success in some way.
But Vishal, I think so. I mean, Vishal Shekhar, they've been... Again, there's this kind of... I mean, they are both accomplished musicians in their... as individually. I mean, Vishal especially has been in the music circuit for quite like a couple of decades now. But yeah, I think their collaboration... they have had interesting... soundtracks, to be honest. The Om Shanti Om soundtrack, I think, is another one of those soundtracks which has songs of from different eras, because it has a dirty disco. It also has a song like Dhoomtana, which we spoke about earlier.
One of my favorite recent Javed Akhtar songs in terms of lyrics was actually composed by Vishal Shekhar. That is that it was a rather strange fit in an otherwise fairly comic movie. The song from Bhutanath called Samay Ka Paiya that Hariharan sing.
Right,
that's
yes.
Very unlike Vishal Shekhar. Vishal Shekhar, you always, because of their, I mean, even because of their personality, they always have a certain college vibe to it, like kind of a music that college goers would listen to. Like, but they have like gone out of their comfort zone, and I feel that I was only recently realizing that in the last decade, I haven't followed their career as closely.
I think working in fewer films as well. So yeah, Vishal, yeah. I think Vishal Shekhar start working around the late 90s, 99 probably. Pyar Mein Kabhi Kabhi comes out and compose Musu Musu Hasi and so on. Mm. But Vishal had been fronting the band Pentagram since the early 90s.
And yes.
In the last decade or so, they have been working far more selectively. But they've been giving us, like, I thought that there are elements to the Sultan soundtrack which were very unexpected from the Vishal Shekhar sound.
This the recent passing of Irfan actually reminded me of a song when even Nandita Das said it's probably the only time she and Irfan worked together in a movie called Supari, which didn't really have their best work. But it had that one song with where Vishal sings with Mahalakshmi Iyer, Teresh Kume. That's again, I realized later it was written by Javed. It's very strange, that combination of Vishal's more aggressive brand of singing with Mahalakshmi's, the contrast with Mahalakshmi's voice. It's another one of these.
I think that both Vishal and Shekhar now have been focusing on their solo careers a fair bit, and a lot of reality TV appearances as well. But one of the earlier soundtracks I really, really enjoyed, and that's probably because it's an homage to a different music director, is Jhankar Beats.
Mm.
So that's a 2003 album, which is entirely, it's just like a pastiche of Pancham's music. But I found it to be quite a fun album.
I think one of their, Shanghai had a pretty interesting soundtrack, and the Bharat Mata Ki Jai song, which, I mean, if it came out today, it wouldn't come out today. But yeah, I think that was one interesting song they had worked in together.
I really also like Allah Ke Bande, which I think is also a...
I was just thinking that it's not been mentioned because one of their...
Which is from Waisa Bhi Hota Hai Part 2. I forget what year. I think it's 2003 only, same year as Jhankar. But Allah Ke Bande, which really solidified Kailash K's career in some way also. I don't remember him being as big a deal before that. And that again, I think is an interesting composition by them.
But in terms of arrangement, I think the Bluffmaster soundtrack was pretty interesting. Yeah. Right? Because, again, it came out at a time when people were listening more to, you know, the kind of music that we'd listen on channels like MTV, and we were also being exposed to more Western music and like following the works of artists from other countries, and composing something like that at that point was, I don't know how
I appreciated their humor as well. There's that one hip hop track that Abhishek sings called Right Here Right Now, in which, and the lyrics is by Vishal, if I remember, they're introducing people and they're like the hip hop fakers, Vishal and Shekhar, and the two of them just appear from the background. And there was a certain, I think, lightness to their music as well, which really defines the early 2000s in some ways. You have these Dostana and so on. Peppy would be the word. That's how my mother would describe them. A very peppy soundtrack.
Were listening to similar songs from all over the world at that point also. I mean, with, you know, access to the internet, and we'd be downloading songs off and by international artists.
LimeWire.
Somewhat resonated with that, I mean, the generation, the teenage, post-teenage generation at that, during those years, the mid-2000s to late-2000s.
One soundtrack I'm actually fond of, and I think I've grown more fond of over the years, is Taxi Number Nau Do Gyara, which has that interesting song with Bappi Lahiri also. And I don't know, I found it to be an interesting mix of kinds of songs.
Another song I did recently, it was a while ago, that I'd seen this rather unfancied film, like produced by Karan Johar, called Gippy. It's like a small film.
Yes.
Like a teenage.
Yes.
Yeah, but that had, it had an interesting, I realized that Vishal Shekhar did the entire soundtrack, and that has one good song by Neeti Mohan called Dil Ka Ghazi Mera. Neeti Mohan somehow has this knack of doing some of her great work in movies that don't work, whether Bombay Velvet, where she's really good.
Right, like, yeah, for sure.
She virtually carries a soundtrack on her shoulder. And here, I think Dil Ka Ghazi is one of those. So, as I was telling you, recently I've been looking into the nooks and crannies of Vishal Shekhar's career. I'm finding some of their material that you don't get to hear is the material that I like more. And they have a much more variation than I had earlier given them credit for.
Lately, we've had, the industry has changed as well. Now we have all these sort of the ensemble albums where multiple directors work together. But I feel like aside from Sachin Jigar and maybe the Meat Bros, if you consider them, I don't know any new music director duos that have come up. The only people I feel like we should mention, even though it's a duo episode, is the one trio that I know of, which is Shankar Sanloy.
We haven't mentioned Ajay Atul.
They come in from this rich history of like the Marathi music, and they bring in that Marathi sound also. No?
I mean, Ajay Atul, I've just started following their career ever since I heard that song from Tumbad, the title song of Tumbad. That was a wonderful song. Because Raj Shekhar, the lyricist, had also done a interview in Lallan Talk with Saurabh Trivedi. And he mentions how the difficulty of composing, that the tune that he was given was not a Hindi film song tune. It was more of a Marathi.
Yeah.
And then he had to write, because him being trained in certain, because he comes from Hindi and he's able to write a song like that. And so one, I think that's, I haven't really followed their career really closely, even though they've delivered one of the biggest hits of in the last decade, like Agnipath, soundtrack of Agnipath.
Yes. I do think that Ajay Atul, like, they've been working in Hindi films on and off for a while, as early as this 2004 film with Tushar Kapoor called Gayab, which was about Tushar playing Invisible Man, basically. That was an Ajay Atul film as well. And they did Virudh, which was Amitav and John Abraham.
Oh, okay.
But they mostly worked in the Marathi industry, and Agnipath worked as the sort of their big breakthrough in some way, and Singham as well, I think, in some way. But then now they're getting more and more integrated. They have been adopted by the Dharma family, so they're doing.
They did the music for Sairat.
Yeah, and they did Sairat and then Dharak. They did.
Are they doing the music for Nagaraj Manjule's upcoming the Hindi film that he's doing?
Jhund, I think so. I think so. Yeah. Nagaraj Manjule has only worked with Ajay Atul. They did Panipat, Tanaji. I think they're becoming more mainstream now. They also did Thugs of Hindustan, which is that film we keep swearing we won't mention, but it keeps coming up anyway. Yeah, so they probably are the more interesting.
Also, worked in a number of Marathi serials, TV serials. I mean, that's right from the 90s. They've been working for, I mean, composing background music as well as songs for a number of Marathi serials. But yeah, I mean, they are pretty selective, it seems, when it comes to composing for Hindi films. Though I thought Agnipath had a pretty decent soundtrack.
I think
and the
so,
Tumba
yeah.
title track was actually very, very good.
Shankar Rasan, I think, at one point of time, when they became like appropriated as the go-to group for all these big multi-star movies, like Salamesh and all, it started becoming, I don't know, there's a certain repetition, as I found, to their music.
There's a formula, certainly. If you map out something like, say, Kal Ho Na Ho and Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, there is the one distinct song.
That is. I think I sometimes feel that it's their association with these banners that doesn't really put them in a straitjacket and doesn't really give the... They pretty much arrange the funeral of the Nadeem Shravan sound with their soundtrack of Dil Chahta. So obviously, that will always be there. They write the epitaph of the 90s. But also that song from this now fairly forgotten film, Pyar Ke Liye, from Thoda Pyar Thoda Magic. Right. Otherwise, Mary Poppins ripoff. But that's beautiful.
No, I was actually very fond of the Pyar Ke Liye. I mean,
beautiful.
Song.
I think it's like really like one of those. Like, that is like the good Shankar Rasan turning up for work.
Yes.
Like, probably these are like, there are certain, in my mind, there's always a certain category of songs that deserve better movies. So we would have probably, but they lie buried in the debris of flops of big banners.
But
I think they have a, like, they have a very similar style of work when it comes to varying genres of songs. Like, if it's a disco song, you'd always understand that it's a Shankar Ehsaan Loy song when you hear it or when you listen to it, because the arrangement, the instrumentation is pretty similar. Or if it's something, I think, which they did in Jhoom Barabar Jhoom. I mean, they tried to experiment a lot, but I don't know. The soundtrack never really clicked with the audience that much. And which is surprising, because I think in Dil Chahta Hai, the soundtrack was pretty decent and they did good work, which is considered their, you know, big break, the coming together of them, because they are fantastic musicians individually. So, but yeah, again, I think over the years, they've also become very selective with their work. And you don't really see that, you know, that effort anywhere in their compositions anymore.
I think
it's probably easier for them to play safe, given that, you know, they have...
It also reflects in what's happening to the industry right now, right? Which is the sort of the Badshah Tanishq Bagchi era, where no song is safe from being remixed. But that may be a conversation for another day.
With that, we come to the end of this wonderful episode on music directors, music director duos. We thank you, Arshdeep. Thank you so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. I think it was your insights and trivia that made this episode way, way more special than what it could have been. I don't think there could have been a better person to, you know, take us through this journey of music directors and how, I mean, because I mean, we often hear songs and we remember them individually, but we are not very well acquainted with the history of the people who have worked on these songs. So thanks a lot, Arshdeep. We look forward to
having you back on the show.
Yeah, with us very, very soon.
We will be back in a few weeks for our next episode. Till then, let us know who your favorite music director duos are in the comments. Please like, share, and subscribe, and listen to us in whatever platform you choose to listen to us on.